I'm at Camden BRI with quality management specialists Richard Leathers and Louise Harris, and we are discussing the skills and knowledge required across the business for a truly effective safety assurance system. So Richard, let's start at the beginning. Why is this an issue?
Yeah, here at Camden we regularly review the technical needs of the industry, and that's a published document. What we've done is we've taken with that and looked at specific roles and how that impacts on food safety and quality and legality.
So who needs skills and knowledge for HACCP and safety assurance?
Well, traditionally and many years ago, it used to be just seen as a flag-waving exercise for technical and quality managers, but it's far more than that. You have to focus at the HACCP team, the people that make food safety happen. So some of the core people that we're looking at are, as well as the technical and quality managers, we're looking at operational support, we're looking at engineers, and we're looking at operatives that can make a key impact on food safety.
So let's start then, Louise, with the technical and QM team. What skills and knowledge do they need?
Yeah, I mean, there's a variety of skills they can gain. Understanding physical, microbiological contamination of food and its prevention. Important that they have an understanding of food safety. There's also a lot from being stretched around teamwork, managing challenging timelines and situations, and putting auditing skills into practice. Also being able to understand, lead and conduct TASEP studies, which is new from BRC version 7, retailer standards, and the new FSSC 22000 due out this autumn 2016. Not forgetting obtaining knowledge to design, implement and verify food safety management systems based upon Codex and HACCP principles and advanced HACCP skills.
If you contrast this with an operative, they're involved in the production line and often they are the first pair of eyes and the first pair of hands that can contribute to food safety. They will see something going wrong first. We've just developed a new training course, Quality Management and Food Safety for Factory Operatives, and that's gained an awful lot of traction if you bring into mind some of the elements on food safety culture that are really current in the industry at the moment. That aligned with a foundation HACCP course can really build up the knowledge of food safety within an organisation.
How about those involved in providing technical and operational support?
There's a lot of areas they can be involved with, from designing documented systems, as well as practical auditing experience, learning skills through preparation, conducting the audit and report writing. These all help strengthen systems and procedures within your business. Also addressing two most common BRC non-conformances, supplier approval 3511 and 3512, and underpinning understanding HACCP principles and the role of prerequisite programmes. Not forgetting determination of risk, focusing on food safety around raw material risk assessment.
But then it also added to that, if you look at the engineers, they've got very specific technical knowledge about the factory and how it works, the setup and the environment. So that with them, problem solving, something like a root cause analysis course, which is applicable for everybody throughout the organisation, in terms of making sure things don't happen again, engineers are absolutely key to that. But also validation and verification of food safety systems, when knowing that the process has the capability of working and then being checked afterwards, is significant.
And how about specific products, sectors or parts of the supply chain? What differences do these make?
Yeah, it's surprising how niche some of these are, but they can be absolutely key. Things like HACCP for packaging, but also for feed and produce. HACCP for retailers, new product development. We also developed a number of training courses in Polish because there's a multilingual environment in the organisation.
Richard Leathers, Louise Harris, thank you both very much indeed.